Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joining us right now, the drummer for the Trans-Siberian Orchestra. He's been there every year that they've come to Cleveland to spread Christmas cheer. Jeff played. And Jeff, this year, hey, we're going to be going back to where it all started, huh?
Back to Christmas Eve and Other Stories. This was the very first record that we released back in 1996 and the very first tour that we did back in 1999.
Wow. You were a single man back then and enjoying life on the rock and roll road until you got to Cleveland in some of those early years and met Kathy and have been smiling ever since, or so I've seen you. But not only do you have some special memories from that, but a lot of people, it was their first time that they saw TSO, and even though it was in the theaters and in a smaller production, it still started this whole amazing thing rolling.
Well, it's been an amazing run, Bill, and don't be so modest. You were a big part of everything that's happened up to this point, too. So thank you for encouraging us to get out on the road and present this to the masses. But yes, to your point, the tour started out in theaters, playing to, 1,200 people, up to 3,000 people, and just grew from there. But Christmas Eve and Other Stories was, as I mentioned, this was the first record that we released. And Paul O'Neill really struck home with the story that he wrote, the lyrics he wrote, the songs that him, John Oliva, Bob Kinkle, and the cast put together for that record. And it really just made a connection with the audience. And, of course, Cleveland is right at the heart of the whole thing.
Yeah, I remember standing backstage for the first show thinking, gosh, I sure hope we can pull this off. And, you knew Paul was, a master showman. But to have gotten so many people together quickly because, as Al Petrelli says, they just went up to the New York City bar scene and grabbed some folks to sing. And it was amazing the connection that was made with the audience during those first shows.
Yeah, the core of the band came from the band Sabotage, as you well know. So mm-hmm. We had, the band was pretty well there. We had to add a couple other musicians to fill out the that part of it, along with the string section and whatnot. But vocally, that's where it really became, kind of interesting because, Paul has a different character basically for every song. He needed a different voice, a different personality. And this is where, you put ads in the paper looking for vocalists without really letting on to what the audition was for. And lo and behold, we had a really great group of people that showed up and bought into it and delivered.
Yeah, and it's been going strong ever since. But without that initial impetus, it would have taken a little bit longer. But like I say, that first show, in retrospect, in comparison to last year's TSO show, it was a candle to a spotlight. But I will imagine that nowadays this is a time to kind of reinvent the stage presentation, and I'm sure it's going to be in the TSO tradition of quality and over the top.
Yeah, well, the last time that we performed Christmas Eve and Other Stories, I believe, was 2011.
Yeah.
So you've seen the show every year. And honestly, in the last 4 years, the production level has jumped ahead, substantially every year. So this show, even though this is going to be the same story, is going to be a completely different show, completely revised. The production that we have is really gonna bring home a lot of the characters, just a lot of dynamic of the music and the lyrics. And, with Brian Hicks up there telling this story, it fills the room, and he gets the point across as well as anybody could. Along with the staging and everything that's just developed over the years, the show is going to be like a brand new show.
Yeah, and it's going to be like seeing some old friends that you haven't seen for a while because, Old City Bar hadn't been a part of the repertoire, recently. But that was one of the songs that just stood out in the initial performances. And whoever's
sure.
going to be singing it this time is going to have the spotlight on them and a little bit of pressure.
Absolutely, absolutely, because that's one of those songs that, a lot of people hold this record, the entire record, near and dear to themselves, and myself included. The story is really, it's really heartfelt, and it hits home, and for a lot of us that have been through some tragedy you know, adversity in our lives, this story kind of sums a lot of that up. And, you know, there's many people out there who go through this kind of thing. And Paul's whole idea with Trans-Siberian Orchestra was to let people escape for a couple hours. And he certainly, I can't stress enough how he really just hit home with this particular story. And those songs, Old City Bar, you know, Ornament, God, there's a couple other, you know, Angel Came Down, Angel Returned. We haven't performed them since we did the last Christmas Eve and Other Stories tour.
Mm-hmm.
So there's going to be a lot of fans looking forward to this. I can't wait to bring it back out.
December 27th at Quicken Loans Arena here in, or actually Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. It's renamed, but the stage remains the same. But that's the only thing that's going to remain the same that night, because an all-new, it's kind of a reimagined performance of Christmas Eve and Other Stories. And then you always have the back half of it to throw some of the other TSO songs, some Christmas, some not, but with over-the-top production that... You stand back there and the drums are with those flames going all around you. You got to do a little bit of sweating during those shows.
It can get a little warm at times, but trust me, I'm in good hands. We, you know, when we go out to rehearsals and prepare for this show, a good part of the rehearsal is coordinating all of that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everybody's got to be in the proper place at the proper time. You know, as far as myself is concerned, I've gotten so used to this, I hardly even notice it. But when there comes a time where it's a little too hot or it seems a little too close, you know, there's somebody right there keeping an eye on it at all times. So I don't worry about a thing, but it's a huge part of the show. I've got people that are sitting, you know, at the other end of the arena that just, they're in awe because they can feel the heat back there and wonder how I get through this. But, you know, it's part of the gig. I actually love it.
Yeah, and Cleveland loves it. They've loved it from the square one all the way through this year. It's going to be really special, and we're looking forward to it. Jeff Plait, thank you for taking some time today. We're really looking forward to seeing you guys. Hopefully maybe catch you in Omaha. That's fun just watching it all come together, because I'm so curious at what the show is going to look like, because I know it's going to sound great. And
well, I am too. I never know what it looks like until I get out there, so we'll be in the same boat.
Yeah, they're just, you know, it's an empty arena in Omaha, and it's the most remarkable experience to see a live TSO show with nobody around. But, you know, that then you really get the idea. So hopefully we'll catch you there, and thank you very much for taking some moments with us today.
You got it, Bill.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.